Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal and tell a friend so my mom will finally be proud of me. Today, we are chatting with Josetta from Lady Love Commercial and Residential Cleaning Service. She's a fairly new company, or they're a fairly new company. They've been around since June of 2012. Josetta Company provides full-service commercial and residential cleaning 24 hours a day. They offer quality service to residential, industrial, and commercial buildings. They strip and wax floors, all in the state of Tennessee. From office cleaning to construction cleanup, their licensed contractor and their expert technician are dedicated to working with you to implement a solution that meets your needs. Spotless is their mission, and when you want to reach out to Josetta, you can get a hold of her at www.ladyluvclean.com. Josetta, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
That is such good energy, sister. I'm glad to have you on the phone. Coaching and talking about growing your cleaning company, I would love to get to know you a little bit and let the audience get to know you. Sounds like you live in Tennessee. How long you been there? What got you into the cleaning business? Tell us anything interesting about yourself.
Okay. Well, actually I moved to Memphis, Tennessee in 2009. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, come from a big family. And I have three children and they all are grown. And that's when it was time for me to grow my business, to start a business and grow it. It's been a struggle, but it's great.
That's so cool. So once your kids left the house, that's when you said, that's it, I'm starting a business and I'm going to get out there and get to work?
I moved away and came here to Memphis, Tennessee and started my janitorial service business by Google. Didn't know anything about cleaning.
Wow, that's amazing. So that was just, if you started in June 2012, that's only 2-3 years ago. How has it gone for you so far?
Yeah. Everything has its own timing. And right now, where I'm at, I have 35 Family Dollar stores. And it's been a year in September since we've been doing those contracts. So everything is going good.
Congratulations for a fairly new company. That sounds like a huge contract. Good for you from going to zero to, you know, pretty good revenue in just a couple of years.
Yes. It's a blessing.
Sounds like it. And you sound like the lady with the kind of energy and passion to do it. All right. Well, enough telling you how fantastic you are, and you are. Let's see if we can't help you some more. What one thing can I help you with on your cleaning company today?
Landing some big contracts.
Says the lady with the $35 stores already.
Yes. Bitch, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple questions so I can answer that. So I can give you a coaching that fits exactly what you need. What's a big contract to you? Because I know there's people in the audience that $500 a month might be big. Some $5,000 might be big. Some $50,000 might be big. So when you say big contract, what do you mean?
Well, I would say like, at least a contract where you sign a contract, you end up for 5 years, and you getting paid $1 million a year.
Okay, so you're talking like $80,000 a month contract for, you know, 3, 4, 5 year lock-in rate, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So first of all, the thing I'd ask you, the last question I've gotten, then we'll kind of get into the coaching side of it. How big is your biggest contract now? Because I always get nervous at any level, right? Some people say, oh, I want to do a $10,000 a month contract, but their biggest contract's $1,200, and that's a big jump. So I don't usually coach or encourage people to make that big of a jump, because if you can't keep the contract and service it properly, can that be a nightmare? So what's your biggest single contract now so we can make sure that that's an appropriate jump?
Well, I got a $1,200 a month, and that's with the floor care. Pretty rough job.
Okay, so and that's the largest contract you've got so far?
That's the largest contract I have yet.
Okay, so my coaching, and this is not just for you, but for everybody listening. I would definitely encourage you to kind of take steps. If you try to go from a $1,200 a month contract to an $80,000 a month contract, that's going to make your life miserable, and that could be a deal killer. That could blow up a business quick. So I would probably...
You're right.
Go ahead.
I say you're right.
Okay. Well, oh, shoot. You can always interrupt me to tell me I'm right. You should interrupt more often in that case. All right. So yeah, what I would probably encourage you if as a client or, you know, someone I'm coaching, if your biggest contract's around $1,000, I'd probably try and go from 1,000 to 2,500 in terms of your next biggest one,
okay,
then to 5,000, then to 10,000. So I'd probably try and stair step it. And I say to get to an $80,000 contract, first you have to make sure you're in a market that has that, right? There's Cleaning Nation out there. If you're in, you know, Boise, Idaho, there may or may not be, I mean, maybe a hospital, but you know, when you start getting $1 million a year, a lot of times now you're fighting with internal, that's just a really different level of play. And the sales process and the bidding process and the marketing and the client attraction and the client messaging is a whole different world than the messaging and how you're going to attract $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a month client. So I would really do it step by step, right? It's very, very hard to learn how to do the client attraction, the bidding, the fulfillment, the contract. You got to make sure you know about contract. So there's a lot to know to do a $1 million contract, and you're really competing with a whole different thing. You're not generally competing with other cleaning companies. You may be, but they're probably national, and you're also competing against in-house. You know, they can just hire their own people. So all that to say, what I would encourage you, Cleaning Nation and Josetta personally, is try and, I wouldn't go more than double the largest contract you've got. So if you've got a $5,000 contract and you're trying to get a $50,000 contract, hit the brakes.
Yeah.
Go to a $10,000 contract. Once you've got that and you've done it for 3 or 6 months and you're comfortable, then you might consider 15 or 20. So that said, would it be okay? I don't want to change the subject on you, Josetta, but would it be okay if I coached you on how to get some maybe $2,000 contracts as opposed to $1,000 contracts?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. Thanks for permission on that. So the first thing is I would be really clear on the kind of business that you want to build your business on. So I don't know that I'd specifically say I'm just looking for one $2,000 contract. I'd try and say, what's my average contract? So are you looking eventually to be... So I guess the first thing is start with your goals, right? Do you want to be $500,000 company, $2 million company? Kind of start with the end in mind. And say you say, I want to do $1 million a year, just because that's an easy round number. You might say, well, that's $80,000 a month. Well, if my average contract's $100, that's like 800 contracts. There's no way to be able to manage that. If my average contract's $80,000, well, shoot, I just need one. But the problem is if that guy quits, I'm out of business. So you kind of want to figure your average contract size is what you're looking for, as opposed to just, I want a bigger and bigger and bigger. You really got to fit in what you're looking for into the larger picture. So again, you can share, you know, with everybody or not, but have you decided what your kind of end goal is in terms of how big you'd like to be a year from now, 3 years, 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. So I would take that, divide it by 12. So, and
uh-huh,
again, let's just use $100,000 a month. This doesn't have to be your goal, but you'll plug in your numbers, you know, with the same concept. So say $100,000 a month is where you want to be. And that doesn't mean you have to stop, right? If that's your 24-month goal, once you get that goal, you might go, well, enough of this. I want to go to 2 million now. That's great. So this isn't till the end of time, but just your short-term goal, right? So let's just, and I'm going to make up numbers because I don't want you to have to share all your, you know, private information. But let's say right now you're doing $20,000 a month and you want to get to $100,000 a month. You say, well, that's, and if you want to do it in a year, you go, well, I've got 12 months to gain $80,000 a month in contracts. You have to figure in how many you're going to lose, right? Because over the year, you might lose a contract or two. So you kind of need that monthly number of, well, I need to pick up an additional $10,000 a month in contracts. That's a ton. So you'd want to start thinking, well, again, if my average contract's $1,000 a month, then I need to pick up 10 contracts a month. That's a tall order. If my average contract's $5,000 a month, well, shoot, now I only need two. That's a little more reasonable. So step one is to figure out your goals. Step two is to figure out what your average contract size should be to hit those goals. And then step three, which is what you asked about, is go after the contracts of that size. Is that all kind of fair?
Yes, and that sounds good. That's the best way to be. Thank you.
Yeah, no, again, because that's part of, as a coach, half of it is knowing how to do it, but the other half is to make sure you're asking the right questions, right? If you're asking the wrong questions, we've got to get you on track with the right questions. So
absolutely.
So once you've done that now, and this is where the show can come in handy. So my first thing, because I'm a self-promoter, is well, listen to the show, because we're going to give you a ton. Every episode is going to have a lot of ways to get different sized contracts. But the best way, so let's say, you know, you want to do $2,000 contracts. You've done all that math and you figure $2,000 contracts that I can get enough of those to hit my goals. I would start reverse engineering that and say, what kind of buildings in my area need $2,000 a month worth of service, right? If that's who you need, right. Maybe in your place, there's car dealerships that they're all about, you know, $1,500 to $2,500. Well, that'd be a great niche market. Maybe there's a bunch of restaurants, but they're all averaging $1,000 a month. That wouldn't be an ideal market. So I'd really kind of make your goals first and then pick a niche market that is going to hit those goals. Something that you like, whether it's medical or for you, it's dollar store. So maybe it's retail. You're like, hey, large retail stores, they can do, they can do that for me. So pick your niche market and then start talking to that niche market and really getting into their head. This is the key part. Once you've picked your niche market, you really need to understand what's important to them, what scares them, what keeps them up at night, what are they passionate about, what are they terrified about, what's their pains, what's their passion. And once you own that, then life becomes really, really easy, because whatever marketing method or client attraction method you use, they're all going to use that same messaging. So if you decide, let's use dollar store. I'm not saying they would be your ideal customer, but let's say dollar stores. Why did they hire you? What's their big pain that you were able to solve for them?
Their services for their floors.
Okay, so
Is our mission.
So why did they hire you? Did they have somebody else and they hired you? Were they new stores, or how did they get you?
Well, actually, I'd seen something online and I put in the application, and they end up hiring me. It was a guy that does a lot of their stores. They took some of his stores and gave them to me, which was a blessing.
Okay. So do you know why they took them from him and gave them to you?
He wasn't really doing a good job.
Okay. So now we're starting to get into the foundation that you can build your client attraction messaging on. When you say he wasn't doing a good job, what did that mean for them? Like, how did it affect their lives to have him do a bad job?
How do that affect their lives? That's giving them bad business.
Okay. So what I would do, and I don't know how much contact you've got with these guys, but if you just call them and say, hey, I want to make sure I'm doing a really, really good job for you. I want to make sure that you love me and never hire me, and you name your firstborn Josetta. I want to be best friends. To do that, I got to understand what's important to you. Why did you hire me over him? I want to make sure whatever he did to upset you, I don't want to ever do that. So tell me what they did. And he said, well, the floors were no good. Well, tell me about that. Well, how did that affect your business? And they'll say, well, you know, we've noticed when it's dirty, people buy less. Wow. Do you know how much less? And you start getting the pain in their lives, right? So when you go to get other retail stores, you know, dollar store, whether you try to get more dollar stores or a Target or a Walmart or, you know, whatever the case may be, you don't go to them saying, I'm certified, I use this kind of chemical, I'm this, I'm that. They don't care about you at all. They care about them, right? So you're going to give the messaging that the dollar store told you. So the dollar store says, well, we've noticed that the floors are dingy, people don't stay as long, and therefore they don't buy as much. Well, how much less do they stay and how much less do they buy? And they go, oh man, it might be $5,000 to $10,000 a month that we'll lose in revenue because the dirty floors. Well, when you go to Walmart or Target, say, hey, we work with the dollar store. We found that if the floors aren't done right, that's going to cost you. People don't stay as long. They don't buy as much. It's costing them $5,000-$10,000 a month. Do you see how that conversation is much more interesting to them than, hey, let me clean your floors for $20 an hour, whatever the deal is?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So the answer to your question, how to get bigger clients, is really the answer how to get any client is, first, be very specific on your exact client that's going to meet your needs, right? So if, if big empty warehouses aren't going to meet your needs financially, then don't go after them. If you discover that, you know, dollar stores or retail places or restaurants or clubs or hospitals, medical facility, whatever, find the one that's going to meet your financial needs. Be really clear on their pain and why that's important to them. And then just go back and give that messaging to them. And that's how you start getting the bigger customers. Cause like, I'm telling you, at $300-$400 a month, it might be about whoever's cheaper. But at $2,000, $3,000 a month, those people have a bigger stake. They really need their facility cleaned, and they need it cleaned a certain way. And there's a reason they need that. That's what you want to communicate to them, is that reason, not you and you're green and your people are this and you're about that. They couldn't care less. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
All right. Fantastic. Hopefully that was helpful. Any other questions I can answer before we go to the lightning round?
No, Mike, but thank you so much. Now my mind is, I know how to go out here and shoot for the right people. You're right. Don't just take whatever, you know, just anything. I need those specific places that I want. So why go to other places?
Well, and the nice thing about that is when you're putting together your messaging to attract clients and prospects and do bids and really build relationships, if you just focus on whatever, so let's call it, you know, retail stores, and I'm not saying it should be for you, we'd have to do longer coaching to get that figured out, but let's say for now it's retail stores. The beautiful thing is the messaging to medical doctors is going to be very different than the guy that owns a car dealership, than the guy that manages a bunch of Class A office space. Then you know, they're all going to have different needs and pains and what's important to them. So if you just own retail stores, you say, that's all I do. I don't do medical. I don't do any of that stuff. All I do is help retail stores make more money. That's what I do. The way I do it is help keep your floors clean. So let's talk about how we can make you more money. That's so much more compelling and easier for you than trying to get 20 different messages, or even worse, one crappy message for everybody. I clean stuff. You know, that's not very compelling. But you start niching down into just helping these people, you can give a real good message that they're going to pay attention to.
Wow.
Sorry, you got me fired up, so I talk fast. Right. Go ahead. What's that?
I say you're absolutely right. Thank you.
I'm so glad I could help just that.
You know, because a business person... That's why we need the coaching, because a business person can only think for so much. I mean, only think in certain ways. And it's always good to, you know, like you. You done gave me so many ideas. Thank you.
I am so glad to be able to talk to you, Josette, and that's what I'm here for. And just so you know, I've done this. I wasn't born a coach, I promise you. My first business was a ServiceMaster franchise. Spent the last 20 years actually selling to real customers and figuring this stuff out. So I promise you, this is stuff I've learned and done, not just read about or heard about and all that. So I'm glad that we brought some value. All right, you have done such a good job. You've earned a ticket to the lightning round. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. I have no doubt you're going to give me three amazing answers. Life is going to be grand. Question one, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice that I ever received. I would say that when you're starting your own business from nothing, the guy told me it gets a little complicated, so you have to learn how to deal with it. And you know, the best advice he gave me was, you're gonna get taken at times, just brush yourself off and keep on going.
Josette, I don't know who gave you that advice, but it is excellent. I think that is really not just for cleaning companies, but just in business. Just your stuff's going to go bad, and sometimes it's going to go awful. Pick yourself up. Don't complain. Just walk forward.
Well, I needed that advice because it was pretty difficult for me.
Sister, I got to share with you, it's difficult for everybody. I've not met a single guy yet or gal that just went from success to success to success. We all get kicked right in the teeth. And that's really good advice. Okay, question two. This is my favorite because we get some really good stories. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business?
Wow. Being too personal, you know. You got to keep it on a business level.
Are you talking about with employees? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep business, and friends, and maybe keep them separate. Having not done that was a big mistake. Totally get it. All right. Very big mistake. All right. Cleaning Nation, pay attention. Josette just said keeping business, and pleasure was a or not doing that was a big mistake. So if you're in that thing, save yourself some gray hair and headache and steer clear. All right, Josetta, now is your turn. Since you've gotten a ton of value from this, here's your turn to be able to give Cleaning Nation a little value of your own. What's the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to really improve their lives or their business?
Well, what I can tell you is appreciate your workers.
Excellent. I'm going to say that again because that really is wise. Appreciate your workers. If you see them as a commodity, they see you as a commodity, and it's very hard to grow a real company. That's so good. Appreciate your workers. Cleaning
exactly.
Nation, that's words to live by. Well played, Josetta. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I know that I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Remember, if you want to check out Josetta's show notes page and get more information on her and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you can go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.